So, Dr. Ortved, we have a question from Marcy in Massachusetts who wants to know, do bisphosphonates in horses work the same as they do in human by stopping osteoclast production opposed to just, quote, regrowing navicular bone? So can you explain to everyone who's listening briefly what a bisphosphonate is and how it can be used to manage navicular cases?
Yeah, absolutely. So bisphosphonates, I'm sure a lot of people have heard of them, actually not from the equine world, but from the human medicine world. So they are used, they came out of the human medicine world. They're used for several different bone disorders where there's increased breakdown of bone. So osteoporosis, bone metastasis, and other kind of bone fragility disorders. And the way that bisphosphonates work is that they interfere, they either completely stop or they interfere with the activity of osteoclasts. So osteoclasts are the cells in bone that break down bone. They secrete enzymes that break down the mineral material that makes up bone. The other main cell in bone, one of the other main cells is an osteoblast, and the osteoblast is responsible for making new bone material. And so the turnover of bone is a very natural, constantly occurring process that occurs in the body. So it's very common that some areas of bone will be broken down and new areas of bone will be made. So that's a normal process. And in some disorders, that process seems to get disrupted and we get increased breakdown of bone without appropriate new bone being formed. And that is something that we see in the navicular bone, in navicular syndrome. If the bone itself is actually one of the elements that's affected, we'll see resorption of the bone or breakdown of the bone that's inappropriate, and it's in response to the things we've been talking about, the impact and the forces, the deep digital flexor tendon on it. So it's a kind of a degenerative process that helps break down the bone. The purpose of the bisphosphonate is to try to limit osteoclast activity and allow osteoblasts to lay down bone without having the bone having to catch up to the bone that's already being broken down. There is some still unknown mechanism in addition to the bisphosphonates decreasing osteoclast activity. They also seem to have a separate pain relieving effect or an analgesic effect that may be through opioid receptors. It's still, like I said, it's still unknown, but the combination that we see the effect is some pain relief separate to the decreased osteoclast activity and then decreased osteoclast activity as well. So they're used in that the bisphosphonates we have available in equine medicine, there's many, many more in human medicine, but the ones we have available in equine medicine are licensed for use for navicular syndrome and have been shown to improve outcomes when they're used in navicular syndrome. And then there have been some studies showing improved outcomes in horses with hock arthritis. They're not licensed for use with hock arthritis, but there have been studies showing improvement in those horses as well.
And for the horse owners listening, those two bisphosphonates that are approved by the FDA for navicular syndrome in horses are Tildren and Osfos. So that might just help them understand what we're talking about, because lots of times when you're in the vet clinic, you're talking in brand names. So just to help everyone out there, those are what we were talking about. Susan.